The world continues. And people have their lives. People cry. People laugh. They smile. They rejoice. They have their peace. I don't have mine, though. You disappeared without a trace. But I'm still searching. On the night you vanished, I called all of our friends, desperately asking about you. None of them heard from you, though. Only panicking in return. All of your stuff was gone from the apartment. Your toothbrush, your clothes, your blanket, your laptop, your phone. You. Nothing of you remained. You took all of the pictures displayed of you, leaving empty, framed glass behind. I'm thankful I had my phone that night, because I'm sure you would have deleted the pictures of yourself from it. Did you want me to forget you that badly? Not even a note was left. You never texted me. And when I called 50 times that night, I only got a voicemail. At least I could still hear your voice. The day after, though, when I called your number, I only got an automated message saying the number wasn't in service. You stole that small thing from me too, didn't you? Did I do something? Did I do something to make you leave? Did I hurt you so badly? If I did, I am terribly sorry, my love. I never meant to work those long hours or become so distant from you. Did you cry at night in my absence? I never meant to ignore you when I was busy. I thought I was doing the best thing for us. But maybe that was misjudgment on my part. Did you regret being with me in the end? I want to know where you are, so I can apologize. I want to know where you are, so I can apologize. You're probably curled up in some chair, dozing off by the window. With sunlight illuminating your face, painting shadows across the wall like a picture book. What if you're crying? I'll take your hand, grip it tight, and I'll walk with you through everyday life. We promise to live everyday life together. Do you remember that? I'm worried I'll slowly forget you. I'll forget the curve of your cheeks, the supple skin beneath my fingertips, the way your eyes crinkle when you grin, the clothes you wear, the little vocal intonations when you're happy. It's like a town that slowly burns away at the back of my mind. The buildings crumble, charring. The smoke rising to the sky where it simply dies. Did you not know? Did you not know that by leaving me behind, you took a part of me, dearest? Were you unable to tell me? But why? Of course I'd ask you to reconsider, but if your heart's desire was to leave, I know I couldn't have stopped you. I would only tell you that I love you, and you'd have my blessing. I'm left here wondering how our lives changed so quickly. Remember when we met? I still travel to the harbor and sit on the beach where that mariner is docked. I keep thinking you'll sit next to me again, like how we met. I'd only gone there to meet my friend. But then this lovely man saddled beside me. What were you staring at so intently? Your gaze was piercing, and I could see the turmoil inside. Does watching ships ever relax you? You asked, eyes never leaving the boats. Sometimes, I said. You shrugged. I think it's the way the waves trail behind that relaxes me. Not sure why. You weren't dressed up for any occasion, wearing only shorts and a t-shirt. There was something serene about your beauty, though. When you turned to face me, you grinned, and it was like the turmoil inside dissipated with the bubbles left behind by the boat's propellers. I'm not sure I could call it love at first sight, but I was taken with you instantly. I couldn't help but smile back. I still contemplate about the possible things that troubled you that day. Despite knowing I'll never figure it out. There are too many possibilities. That's what life is, though, right? Possibilities are endless in the best and worst way. It's possible that you're completely safe, hidden away from the world in your own little sanctuary. Perhaps you simply needed to escape the daily struggles in society and will return once you're ready to face them again. At the same time, it's possible you fled from something horrendous that I don't know about. Did you encounter trouble with the more depraved parts of our city? Now, maybe you found your peace. Still don't have a plan. I'll continue searching for you, though. I must find you. Maybe it won't bring me joy, but call it my obsession. I need to find you. Take your hand. I'm not sure after that. I need to find you, though. Absolutely, I must find you, my love. Once I have answers, I can let you go again if you desire. When I find you, though, what will I meet with? Will I meet with a vibrant smile? Or will I be forced to caress the hollow, sunken cheeks of your dearly departed soul? Will it be so long that I only find a skeleton? Will the crows peck out your eyes, leaving you blind and alone? Staring out at the ships now, I think about how our lives are like boats, drifting by each other, strained at the oars, trying to stay by your side. But the current carries you far away. Maybe the platform that we could not have.